Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The score!
Oh my goodness!
That was in the top 10 out here, maybe all time.
Down, oh, under, down under. Wow. Incredible how he brought that ball back. Look at this. Look at him bring that back. That raised the level of energy in this building.
Oh.
Why'd you have to put the poster on blast like that? Poor Noah Essengay, like, welcome to the league. Bienvenue à l'association. This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
No hablo español. What was... What did
the
you
event... Just... I said welcome to the association.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay, I didn't know what it was. I'm just making sure I...
Didn't you take French?
I took French, yes.
We got a lot of work to do. Poor Noah Essengay. He's going to have to listen to our terrible attempts at French. And he unfortunately became part of a national highlight last night. It's only summer league. Yes, the ESPN anchors had fun with it last night on SportsCenter because that's what you do.
You knew who it was. You know who knew it was only summer league? John Furphy. Because Johnny Furphy cocked it back, dunked on him, and when he walked back, he didn't, like, look at him. He didn't pose. He was just like, oh, low five to his teammate. Like, this business as usual.
Yes. Is it going to be a meme? Probably. But also, we had a picture of Noah Essengay throwing out the first pitch at the Sox game where he also made a face. And I think he's just young, and his face has a lot of elasticity, as young faces tend to have. And once we get a proper body of work on him when it comes to highlights, video, pictures, this won't be as big of a thing.
It was international violence because Johnny Furphy is Australian. He's French. They're just out here. He's like, I'm about to tariff you. What's good?
No, oh, God, you didn't have to go there. Good for nobody. So, okay, getting back to the situation at hand. Summer League is important if you keep track of basketball because everybody talks. Everybody talks. It is where the business gets done. It's like a really actually successful winter meetings, you know, if you look at it that way. And there's games.
Sometimes people talk that hadn't talked before when they probably should have talked.
We heard from Mark Eversley after the draft. We did not hear from Bulls President of Basketball Operations, Vice President of Basketball Operations, Arturis Karnišovas. He did talk yesterday. And in doing so, we found out more about what I am calling Marshall's favorite trade, the one that could have netted the Bulls an unprotected first-round pick from the Pelicans if they had traded down with them. Let's hear what AK had to say about it.
We obviously had all these conversations 2 months, going into the draft, and obviously by the time the draft comes, you already know which players are, in that group of the guys that you're going to select. And, obviously Noah was available, and we obviously took him. With him, in terms of what stands out is, besides him being so young and producing at such a young age, obviously length, athleticism and versatility defensively, because we watched him, pick up full court, yeah, guards, wings, swings. So he's interchangeable. Even he played small ball five, and he was switching one through five. And that's a good skill.
That was with Chuck Swirsky. Chuck interviewed Arturis Karnišovas, saying it sure seemed like that he was focused on what Noah Essanga could do, who is largely by many evaluators being understood to be a multi-years project before he could be an NBA starter.
I don't have to be a longtime NBA scout or executive to be able to assess that he is not anywhere near ready to play in the NBA. And so if you're already playing the long game because your future is not in question, you know you're in charge, and you have the opportunity to get an unprotected first-round pick from a Pelicans team that we don't know how bad they could be next year. I don't understand why you would say we came in already knowing the group of players that we're looking at. You're not even opening yourself up to the possibility of getting an opportunity like that and jumping on it. That's the issue here.
Again, I think they tell you that they value players more than draft picks. And the NBA is telling you that it values draft picks more than most players, unless you're an established star.
But it almost sounded like the way that they're looking at it, because it's not like they were afraid to pick someone at 12. It's like they didn't have the foresight to understand how bad of a team the Pelicans could be next year.
Yeah,
and you'd also still get a pick this year. You just moved down several spots.
Well, and if you look back at how they wanted to protect their first-round pick and get it back after trading with the Spurs for DeMar DeRozan, and that took significant capital when it came to the trade involving Zach LaVine, then
do you think
I wonder how much they factor that into the future. You have to. If we're talking about it, I assume they talk about it.
But do you think, though, that because they worked so hard to get that pick back, they felt like they had to use it? Is that the reason why?
That would make it make sense.
That's the only thing I can think of that would justify not trading that pick. Because, again, you're not trading the pick to get a first rounder next year. You're just trading back in the draft to get also a first rounder next year.
Which I think at this point in the NBA is a discount when it comes to an unprotected pick. Think about what we just talked about when it came to getting control of your own. That's a massive discount for that asset. We're saying we think that asset is more valuable than Noah Essanga at this time.
It's
aren't we?
Definitely more valuable than Noah Essanga at this time. We don't know what Noah Essanga could become.
That's our current stipulation.
Right. We don't know. We know what we've seen of him, and it hasn't been impressive, but it's okay because that's what he's supposed to look like as a guy who is a raw, not as bulked up guy as he would be in 2 to 3 years.
And I've said before that I think they probably see Noah Essanga as their next Modest Puzelis. But here's my issue with that. Modest Puzelis, we're still waiting on him to be the next whomever. So when you consider that piece of it, there's a lot of ifs that have to happen there for this to work out. And that's where I say, give me something to believe in. What is the match of the proof with the strategy when the strategy is unconventional to what we have seen be successful in the league? Like, that's why this all comes together in this way for me.
312 on the text line. We literally do not know what terms were offered to the Bulls for that pick. We actually do.
We do.
Because
Joe Dumars
told us. He's the guy running the Pelicans. He said he started making the call at 9. He definitely didn't offer less to get the pick later. That's what we know. And these texts are very interesting.
Yeah, because 312 is just wrong. Like, we do know what terms were offered, and Joe Dumars said he went to every single team before he ended up drafting, which was a pick later, to get Derek Queen.
After we drafted 7, we started from 9 and went all the way until we got a deal. And you don't pull the trigger on the asset next year until you get that deal. Otherwise, you keep it. But here's what I've said to the staff. When you identify a player that you think this can be one of the foundations here, you go and get them. And that's what we did. I mean, like, we targeted Queen. We thought he could be a heck of an addition here. And we were really aggressive about going and getting him in this draft.
Also, 734 makes an excellent point. Trading the pick is using the pick.
Absolutely. And you're just trading back in one draft to get what could be an absolute gem in another draft that you could also use to get a player. Also, you can use it to get a player in the future.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Also, I like this from 815. I agree with this. This is the problem with hiring a guy coming from an organization that found a diamond in the rough in Nikola Jokic. He thinks he's going to do it every draft.
I mean, I understand at least trying to. And frankly, in the second round, that's what you should do. But this is 12th. And we are having a completely different discussion. I'm aware that in the sliding door scenario where the Bulls don't lose the coin flip and they've got the first overall pick, we are having a completely different discussion, yes. But we are also having the likely discussion right now, which is what the outcome actually was.
And if you understand how numbers, statistics work, you would be on board with what we're talking about.
And again, like, I don't mind necessarily trying to clarify because it is confusing to figure out how teams are using draft picks. If you need a further clarity, I don't mind giving it to you. But that was the answer that we got. I understand from a standpoint of his to focus on the player you did draft. But picks are absolutely gold right now in the NBA. So we talked about why he liked Noah Essanay, why they decided to stay at 12. So then what went into the actual process? This is what he told our Chuck Swirsky.
Well, I've seen videos in terms of him playing under 18s for France, but then live was last year in preseason when they played against Portland. He played with his club team, Ulm, from Germany. And at that time he was 17 years old, and he had actually a pretty good game. I think he had 20 and 8, something like that. And then followed that game, he had a very good season in Germany and played in Euro Cup. And for me, when you kind of projecting young players, is like, when, how young are they when they produce on high level? And I think playing in Euro Cup and playing in German League, and they went all the way to the finals, I think it's one of the signs that, you know, he's able to produce at such a young age, and it's a sign that he has a chance to be a good player.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I appreciate Arturis Karnashovas telling you why he likes Noah Essanay. I also really take into consideration what Arturis and also Mark Eversley said about Noah Essanay. When Mark Eversley talked about how Essanay still produced and still performed even after all of these travel issues that he had when he was able to scout him, I counter with, he's a teenager. They have endless amounts of energy. Do you remember being a teenager and like not needing sleep ever? That went well into my 20s for me. Then I got cranky. I got old.
You didn't get old. You just got older. There's a difference.
Well, compared to a teenager, yes.
So with AK, and I'm so glad that Chuck Swirsky was able to sit down with him and have this conversation at NBA Summer League, where Chuck is... enjoying himself and certainly enjoyed the results of last night's contest, more so than the first two contests that the Bulls played in as they beat the Pacers 114-105. Here's Arturis Karnišovas on now his expectations for the young Essanga.
I think we're trying to manage expectations. You know, we will see what the summer will bring, and then training camp, right, leading into the season. And, you know, all those guys are going to compete for minutes. They're going to compete for roles. But for him, it's just, I think, one thing at a time. And I think he has ability now to, you know, next 3 months to get stronger, to be with our coaches, to be with our players, to get to know them. And then by the time September comes, he's going to be already in the gym, I'm sure, getting ready, and training camp in October, and we'll see what we, you know, what it's going to look like then.
Listening to that from Arturis Karnišovas explaining the plan for him going forward, I have an immediate question that pops into my head, Layla. You know
yes.
what that question is?
What?
Will Noah Essanga play more games for the Chicago Bulls or the Windy City Bulls next season? And I think it's going to be the Windy City Bulls, and I don't think it's going to be close at all.
I agree with you. Do I think that it would be nice to have him in the role of Modest, like have the same development arc? There's not a doubt. You know, that's the goal. Would you like to see him at some point late next season start? Sure, but given his age and given what we're seeing in summer league, I don't think that that's even a fair expectation. I would like to see him get on the court in March. You know, I would like to see that happen, but he's going to take some time. Absolutely. The hard part is this is the 12th pick overall. You know, that's a part of this. The Bulls could use him on the court, theoretically, you know, him, not necessarily what he is right now. So I think that's part of it for me that is, that's difficult to reconcile. Casey Johnson had a good point, by the way, when it came to another viewpoint that the Bulls had when it came to valuing talent, and that was the 2020 draft. I say that, so keep that in mind. Let's listen to what Arturis Karnišovas had to say about trading Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro, who was drafted in 2020.
Obviously, Lonzo we love, and, you know, unfortunately, past 4 years, you know, in terms of his availability and his injuries and all this stuff didn't work out. But I think in acquiring Isaac Okoro, is you know, with defense in mind, right? So in order for us, we have identity in terms of offense.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find our identity defensively. And in order to do that, you got to start bringing in good defensive players. And that was the idea behind acquiring Okoro.
So that's what he had to say about that. And the reason I bring it up is Casey Johnson pointed this out about a month ago. The Bulls now have three of the top 10 picks from the 2020 draft. Are we starting to develop a new 2017 MLB top 100 prospect list? Need I remind you about the Sox love for that? So in case you were wondering, number one's Anthony Edwards. You're probably not getting that guy. Two is James Wiseman. Three is LaMelo Ball. Number four is Patrick Williams.
I know who number five is, too.
Isaac Okoro. And then Onyeka Okongwu, Killian Hayes, Obi Toppin, Denny Avdija, and number 10, Jalen Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the 2020 draft class, not looking hot. Not looking hot overall.
Who is number 12 in that draft?
I'd only have the top 10.
I believe that's Tyrese Halliburton.
It is Tyrese Halliburton. So
yes.
All of those nice picks and then the best player at number 12.
No, don't do that. Don't be disrespectful of the number one overall pick.
Anthony Edwards, I don't know
that
Tyrese Halliburton is better than Anthony Edwards.
No, I think Robbie realizes the error of his ways.
I mean, he did play in game 7 of a...
Oh my goodness. You know. Out of the East.
With a really good coach.
Not as good
coach.
As Giddey, though.
With it's a like, really, really good coach.
You know what we call the National League, the senior circuit? For all intents and purposes, the Western Conference in the NBA, that's the senior circuit.
Yeah, it really is back. If there's one thing you need to learn from this segment, it's that the Western Conference is back.
Listen. Teams out here trying to get their pennies together to get LeBron on their team because they're like, dang, the West is tough.
Yeah, I've been saying that for the last 20 years.
Wasn't there like a mini shift at some point where like, the East could be as good?
Yes, you could call it a mini retirement by the West, if you will, a vacation.
Yeah, and
there was a couple years there where the East was where it was at.
Like the Celtics got to some finals and won a finals, and you know, there's been teams. The Bucks won a championship.
Cavaliers.
Well, LeBron's time in the
yeah, the Heat.
The Heat. There was a time, but the West has been by and large, since the turn of the century, the superior conference.
Indeed, yes. That is groundbreaking news here in Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. I laugh because it's not at all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.